Welcome to the Next Regeneration Podcast by the Osteology Foundation. We feature hot topics and novel perspectives, always with relevance to the dental career and practice. Join our hosts, Anina and Elena, as they speak with new guests from around the world each month and learn more about what's important for the next generation in oral regeneration.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast. I really like today's topic because it's about studying abroad, and especially for those who are thinking about applying for a scholarship, this episode might be interesting. When we planned this episode, Elena and I could already talk a lot about our experience abroad. And because we both spent some time overseas. So, and for today, we also invited some guests, which also went abroad for studying. Isn't it, Elena?
Yeah, exactly, Anina. So for today's podcast, we have two very special guests with us and two very good friends of ours, Aushra Ramanuskaite and Jay Kukcha. They were both awarded an osteology research scholarship, and they spent a year abroad as fellows, Aushra in Dusseldorf with Professor Bartz and Jay in Spain with Professor Sanz. And today, they are both highly distinguished researchers and are involved in research, clinical and teaching activities at the university, and they also give lectures around the world. So I think we can say without any doubt that for both of them, the osteology scholarship was a real boost for their academic careers. And I'm sure they have a lot to say about their time as scholars. So dear Aushra, dear Jay, welcome to our podcast.
Hello, Anina. Hello, Elena. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm very excited to share my scholarship experience with my dear friend Aushra. Hello, Aushra. Nice to meet you. See you
Hello,
here.
Hello, guys. I'm very happy to be a part of this podcast, and thank you very much for the invitation.
Also from my side, hello. And I have the first question, and I think you heard it already a couple of times, because it's normally the question which is be asked. So why did you decide to spend some time abroad and also to get the scholarship? And maybe we start with Aushra.
So originally I come from Lithuania, and where I did my postgraduate training in periodontology. And during that time, I was actively taking part in international congresses that I had a chance to meet young and inspiring colleagues who shared with me their experience. And many of them had spent some time abroad, and most of them as scholars. So once I started my PhD program, just directly after training in periodontology, I had an intention that I also want to gain this international experience. And my wish was to make international connections that would help to bring my research to a higher level.
Okay, and you, Che?
My case was just like Aushra's. My first contact with osteology was 7 years ago in 2015. And at that time, I was defending my PhD thesis in periodontology and was working as a research fellow at Yonsei University. And I decided to continue my professional career in academia and wanted to expand my research field. So to do that, it felt necessary to have a change of scene to boost up my professional career. To be honest, it was not easy to find opportunities to study abroad as a dental researcher because there are not many spots available. But luckily, I found the osteology scholarship and thought it was the best fit for me, since it mainly focused on the research field rather than the clinical practice. So when the time came, I applied to the Complutense University and got luckily accepted.
Yeah, good. Very good, actually. So the main drive, I think, for both of you was really the passion for research, for academia. But actually, you know, it's not just Jay and Aushra who were osteology scholars, because you and Ina also are completing now your osteology scholarship at Queen Mary University of London. And this is actually how Anina and I met when she arrived in London for her osteology scholarship. So I think it would be great also to hear from your perspective, what was your motivation and why you decided to apply for the scholarship?
Yeah, exactly, Anina. We met. Still, I'm here in London. And well, I think, I mean, it's already almost more than 1 year ago, but I wanted to see something else after being a resident at the University of Zurich, because I was there for, let's say 3 years. So I just knew this place. And I always wanted to see also other places, not only the city, of course, but also like how do researchers work in other places. So I saw the research scholarship could be in a way a turning point in my personal and also in my professional development by also broadening my scientific knowledge, because I just knew something, but I was sure that there must be also something else. So I wanted to like learn clinical and also basic research in the field of oral tissue regeneration. And of course, also to get to know other people like you, Elena. And of course, also all the other staff members. And I think that was for me. And also, as you said, the passion just to do research, maybe also somewhere else, just thinking a bit outside the box. And
I like this answer, actually. Yeah, thinking outside the box. This is really what all of you have in common, all of us probably have in common. But something interesting and that might be also helpful for our listeners. What were the requirements to get the scholarship? Or rather, what did you do to get the scholarship? Because maybe you can give us some tips and some information on how you increase your chances to be picked amongst all the other candidates.
It's important most of all to have some experience in the field of research or to be prepared in advance. And choosing a right scholarship center that fits your research scope is very critical as well, because this program is basically a scholarship that trains researchers in the field of oral tissue regeneration. And you can get the information about each center on the OCLG website to figure out which center would be the best for you. For example, Gothenburg University for biomaterials and Frankfurt University for peri-implantitis. And also, I'd like to recommend to read the articles published by the mentor of each center for more information.
Well, from my perspective, I may also add that I think there are two critical points. The first thing is we need to understand that this scholarship is dedicated for the young researchers. So I think it is important to have some research experience or at least some publications that would prove that you are active in research. And the second important part is the motivation. So the applicant should clearly indicate in the letter of intent that why he or she wants to get the scholarship, how he or she would benefit from that. So I think some experience at least and the motivation are the two most important aspects.
You said it right. I think the motivation and also the passion is the most important thing, because at the end you have to stay at least 1 year. So it can be very complicated and long when you don't have it, right? And also, as Jay said, I think one thing is just to go on the homepage and just see the center and just also screening a bit the publication, just to see what is like the main focus from the research. And also when it comes to the interview, I think at least then you have to know what they were publishing just to know and to be prepared. I think that is also something to know. So then what do you think? So you already mentioned a bit, but maybe we can just ask it in another way. So What was important for you at that time specifically? Was it really just the research? You just looked at, okay, peri-implantitis, Düsseldorf, okay, there I want to go. Or did you also looked maybe, maybe the surroundings are very good, or was there something else, or just that? Oh, sure.
So I actually got to know about the osteology research scholarship, about this possibility, when I spent 1 week in Osteology Research Academy in Lucerne. So after spending 1 week and listening to the best experts in the field of implant dentistry and the field of oral tissue regeneration, I was very, very much inspired, and I was more than ever eager to expand my horizons. And this other fact that really encouraged me to apply for the scholarship was the possibility to spend 1 year at the center of Düsseldorf. Because my research field was on the topic of peri-implantitis, peri-implant diseases, and to spend 1 week, 1 year with this team, with Professor Schwarz and his team, was literally my dream. And I saw Professor Schwarz many times standing on a stage presenting his research. I read his articles, and he was definitely, and still is, my absolute role model. So the scholarship was an ideal opportunity to fulfill my dreams. And that's why those are the facts that encouraged me to apply, particularly for the osteology research scholarship.
And for you, Jay, did you already knew Madrid and Professor Sanz?
Yeah. In my case, I had some contact with Professor Mariano Sanz before applying this scholarship, because since 2015, our department have been conducting collaborative research with Complutense. So I already knew the center well and hope to visit and study there one day. What was important to me at that time was that this center was one of the world leading research groups conducting all of in vitro, in vivo, and clinical studies. As a researcher standing at the start line, this broad research spectrum was a big advantage for me.
Yeah. So I think all your answers were really on the point, and I really liked them. And I think they're very inspiring for people that would like to apply in the future for the scholarship. So you already partially covered this, but if we can go a little bit more in detail, so what were your expectations, let's say, from the scholarship? So did you have, let's say, specific goals that you wanted to achieve? Let's say, for instance, from a research point of view, like, I don't know, doing a specific project, learning a specific research model, or also from a clinical point of view, like, I don't know, practicing more with patients, with implants. I mean, what was your ideal goal, let's say? How about you, Jay?
Yes, of course. Actually, 1 year is not enough time to complete one research project. So I wanted to broaden my knowledge by participating in various projects. And also, I wanted to see how the entire lab and department, the system works. So therefore, Professor Sanz was the perfect mentor for me. He let me have as many chances as possible to participate in various research projects. I could work as a team member and observe how he ran the course and how he interacted with the team members and how he managed this and that as a person in charge.
Well, for me personally, I had the main goal. My main goal was to continue my research in the field of peri-implant diseases. I was very much eager to learn from the best team working in that field. And once I arrived, I had a conversation with Professor Schwarz, and we set a preliminary plan for my year. And I was actively involved in many different projects. So I got a lot of opportunities during this year.
I see. I have another question. And because for now it sounds it just went perfect. So and I assume how life is, that sometimes there are also some difficult moments when, as a scholar, especially when you are alone, maybe somewhere abroad. So what was maybe Aushra, maybe you had some difficult moments in this year or not?
Well, to be honest, 1 year is, as I also Jay said, is not a long period. So the time went really, really fast. And to be honest, I cannot recall any difficult moments. I was really enjoying 1 year and I was trying to make the best of it. Maybe I would like to note one fact that was a little bit difficult to start my scholarship was to find a place to live. So that was due to the this difficulty, I had to postpone my anticipated start of a scholarship for a couple of months. But afterwards, once I arrived, everything went smooth and I had a really, really great year.
Okay. And Jay, did you have some like organization issues, let's say, finding places, get the visa? Was there something?
Some difficult moment. There must have been some difficult moment, but I cannot remember them now. But the research team was very well organized with a pleasant working atmosphere, and the Spanish culture suits me very well. For me, the best part was being able to go to Atletico Madrid football match every weekend.
That's a plus.
Yes.
Yes. Other than that, I enjoyed every moment of my scholarship period. My main research topic was the immunohistochemical analysis of biomaterials. And this project was mainly done through the animal experiments. So for this, our team went to a research trip to the city of Cáceres once every 2 or 3 months. So it had great facilities for in vivo studies. So it was a wonderful experience too. And aside from these individual projects, what was the best thing for me was that I was able to gain some inspiration for the future research topics. And I think this is really important part for the young researchers. By experiencing a broad research spectrum, I can draw some blueprint for my future work, a new research theme, and a research grant application based on this, like Aushra did in the field of peri-implantitis.
Well, that's very good, actually, because you got the knowledge and the possibility to apply it afterwards. So my next question is, what happened after, you know, the scholarship? Because you finished your scholarship a few years ago. So I know that, for instance, Aushra stayed with Professor Schwartz. So your dream became true, and even more than that, isn't it? And you, Jay, went back to Korea. So how, you know, the scholarship helped you in your academic pathway? What happened after your scholarship?
Incredibly, yeah. I could build a new scientific perspectives and expand research horizons as I expected. And I had many chances to work with the international groups and met numerous good friends. So I can say for sure this has been the best decision in my academic career so far.
Yes, and for myself, the scholarship was a life-changing experience. So after 1 year, I didn't return home. I stayed at my research center at that time in Düsseldorf, where I continued with my research projects. And also in a parallel, I completed my PhD program. And also I continued with a postgraduate training in oral surgery. And today I'm working at university in Frankfurt as a researcher and as an oral surgeon, and I'm working in one of the leading centers, I suppose, not only in Germany, but Europe, but also in the whole world. So the scholarship definitely had a great, great influence on my future career.
Yeah, when I see your story and maybe also comparing it with my situation and also all the other scholars. And I think for most of them, it was in a way a boost, and also like they could follow their path and what they want to really to do afterwards is, I think it's very, it is motivating. So but dear Asha and dear Jay, I think our time is almost up. So thank you very, very much for this very interesting chat. I hope we gave in a way an overview to our listeners and also could motivate them to apply for a scholarship. And
Yeah, thank you also from my side. I mean, discussing with you about your pathway, your story, and probably one of the, as you said, the most important sliding door moment so far of your career has been really of great interest to me. And I'm pretty sure that this podcast will inspire many young researchers and clinicians to apply for the scholarship. So for all the listeners that are interested, applications for the 2023 scholarship positions can be submitted between 1st of September and 1st of December 2022. So check the website and do not miss this opportunity. Thank you again, Aushra and Jay. It was a pleasure for us to have you here.
Yes, thank you very much, Jay and Aushra.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you so much. I hope our conversation today helps the listeners in the future this season.
I think so.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Next Regeneration Podcast by the Osteology Foundation. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. This helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.